Hello and welcome to Target Zero Hunger, a podcast that explores the food challenges and solutions of our time. I'm your host, Charlotte Lomas. Africa has the youngest population in the world. 60% of the population is under the age of 25. Many young Africans are unemployed and are increasingly migrating away from rural areas in search of employment. It's estimated that around 12 million new jobs per year will have to be created by 2035, just to include the new entrants into the labour market. Meanwhile, population trends suggest the demand for food across the continent will grow by 50% in the coming years. So, can the agriculture sector be revolutionised to attract young people? And can technology play a part in creating much-needed jobs? To find out more, I'm joined by Yusuf Kinsler, an agriculture engineer at the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. Welcome, Yusuf.
Hello.
So why are so many young people in Africa migrating away from rural areas?
Well, the single most important reason is obviously they are searching for employment. Employment is the basis for fulfilling their dreams and their aspirations they may have, and they simply don't find that opportunities at home, so they go on and look for employment wherever they find it. And that might be in the next bigger city, it might be in the neighbouring country, or it might also be even all the way up to Europe.
And what impact does this migration have on smallholder farmers?
Well, it's exactly the labour force, the most vibrant and most important labour force of the community that is moving away. It means, has a direct impact on the area that can be cultivated by the smallholder. So if a small farmer can only cultivate half of their land, he or she have only half of the yields of the harvest, which has a direct impact on food security. So communities and districts and countries are becoming more food insecure due to this outflow of the young generation of the rural areas. So it's becoming immediately a threat to food security for the whole country and maybe the continent.
So how can technology play a role in attracting young people to a career in agriculture?
Well, young people these days, almost all of them have a smartphone, including those in the rural areas of Africa. They know what's going on in the world and at the same time see how hard farm work can be, specifically on small farms. We need to bring this technology that is available, that's actually already in the hands of the rural youth, adapting it to find applications that are adding value to smallholder systems in Africa.
So what would this look like on the ground? What might an example look like where this smartphone technology has led to the creation of jobs for young people in Africa?
Well, there are already many good ideas floating around, and one particular one is a new app called Hello Tractor. It is using the idea of the Uber system. Smallholder farmers can request tractor services for their fields using the app. And will come maybe the next day. The tractor has a GPS where it is tracked. The payment is done online. The app is gender neutral, so women farmers have an equal opportunity to get this service, because sometimes men don't like to offer women farmer services, and the other way around as well. So it's a great idea, and it's developing. It has started in Nigeria. It's now in Kenya. We are practicing in Ethiopia and in Zambia with FAO field programs. So this is just one very concrete example of what's possible by combining IT technology, smartphone technology, with the classical mechanization technology and machinery.
So obviously this would result in the mechanization of agriculture to a degree, which would certainly relieve labour shortages, but it would also result in a reduction in manual labour time. Is this mechanization not a threat to jobs?
What kind of labour would mechanization replace, really? If you look at it in detail, it is really family labour, unpaid labour, exactly the type of jobs why the youth is leaving the village, because they do not want to do this job anymore. So with the mechanization available, connected to the IT technology and the applications we have with a smartphone, we can create better jobs, well-paid jobs in the food system, in the mechanization sector. That means the machineries have to be produced, they have to be distributed, they have to be repaired. So there are a whole set of new job opportunities that will be all located in the rural areas, close to the villages where the action takes place. So with mechanization, we are actually creating and bringing in a totally different set of jobs.
What kind of challenges and risks might need to be overcome in order for this to become widespread across rural Africa?
Well, obviously, the first one is we need to invest more in the IT infrastructure. Access to internet, fast mobile services are essential for making this app working in rural areas where it's supposed to be. Secondly, it is also an issue with the other classical infrastructure issues such as roads. We need to help the governments and countries to improve specifically the village access roads. That will help for the service providers to reach this village, but also help for the produce to go to the markets to get income for the farm families. And thirdly, obviously, there's a big need for training. We need training in IT and business development, programming, becoming an entrepreneur in agriculture, becoming a good mechanic for repairing the machinery, becoming a farmer that is using good agricultural practices and also business skills to become an entrepreneur in agriculture.
What impact do you think these new technologies could have on the future of farming and poverty in Africa?
Well, for sure, these new technologies will have a huge impact on smallholder systems in Africa. It will help and to bring them out of the subsistence orientation towards a more market-oriented and more production-oriented and productivity-oriented system. And this actually, if in the end of the day, it will change the whole setting of smallholder systems in Africa. And this will also lead to rural youth staying where they are and being proud of a farmer again.
That was Yosef Kinsler, an agriculture engineer at the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO.